USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Inauguration Day as the 46th president is sworn into office. The festivities, protected by tens of thousands of National Guardsmen, will be attended by roughly 1,000 people. The national anthem will begin at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. President Trump is expected to grant clemency to nearly 150 people in his final hours of office. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon, one-time Trump fundraiser Elliot Brady, and rapper Lil Wayne were among 73 people granted pardons recently. In comparison, President Obama pardoned over 1,900 people. Hall of Fame pitcher and longtime baseball announcer Don Sutton died Monday night in his sleep at the age of 75. Sutton's 23-year-old Major League Baseball career started with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1966. He remained with the franchise until 1980 and would later return in 1988 for his last season. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Whether it's COVID-19 or the fear of getting it, the number of workers calling in sick has nearly doubled since the pandemic began. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Absenteeism itself reached near epidemic levels in November, with almost 1.8 million workers calling in sick to their employers. Attorney Quentin Brogdon, a partner in Crane, Brogdon Rogers of Dallas, Texas, tells us absenteeism has caught the attention of the FBI because it can disrupt the nation's supply chain.
Absenteeism has the potential to shut down a factory or shut down a business, and so the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has been involved and has warned employers to be on the lookout for fraud because it has the potential to disrupt interstate commerce. Therefore, it can be a federal crime.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As thousands of people make their way through South and Central America for a better life in the United States under Biden's expected immigration policies, USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports on the latest.
Another Central American migrant caravan is heading north towards the U.S. border. It's estimated to be between 7,000 and 8,000 people strong. The migrants leaving Honduras and hoping Joe Biden's new immigration policy will allow them into the United States. Biden is telling the group to slow down, and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says
his words matter, and it's saying, you know, delay it. We're going to take care of you in the near future, but don't come right now. Too little, too late. The promises he has made is going to entice people to come to this country, no matter what he says now. It's already started. The criminal gangs have already figured out the transportation routes. The caravans are already loaded up and coming, and more is going to come. You're going to see a surge at the border that we've never seen before because of the words of Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
No matter who wins the Super Bowl this year, history will be made.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked four postseason games in her six seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.